So I know all of you have been to Captain Tony's probably, and I went once or twice in my career. Yeah. You need to get plugged in. I can talk for a little while longer.
You would do that for me?
Yeah. But no, first I'm going to introduce Miss Nadira Shakur, who was on that beautiful vocal. Yeah. And so I'm going to take you down the street to Captain Tony's for a while, because, you know, I don't know if some of you know this in the past. It's when Captain Tony ran for mayor the first time. I don't know what I had. Something happened. I had a flashback or something, but I was his campaign manager for a while. Okay, the thought of that alone. Captain Tony as mayor and Jimmy as his campaign manager. I wasn't the whole campaign manager, but I was the media consultant. So I had this great idea. So... if any of you have been through the Key West Cemetery, it's pretty amazing. And then I always go by there because, you know, between the main, the cemetery, there's a lot of people, and I got people in there. But there are also some very interesting epitaphs there. And there was one in there that I just loved. It was on the gravestone. It said, "I told you I was sick." This is true. So... The media consultant for Captain Tony went to Captain Tony. I said, "You know what? Let's go out and shoot some video next to that tombstone, and we'll say, you know, the town's kind of sick, and you're gonna. It's not gonna go in the cemetery, but it's gonna get well." He lost big, and then he became mayor, and I retired from politics at the time, and so. Anyway, that's just one of my very favorite, but that's my very favorite Captain Tony story, because he went along with it, and I just looked at it, I went, "Oh my God, this is awful." You know, I apologize, Captain Tony, for everything. He was so cool about it, because he was a cool guy. So this is called Last Mango. No, it's not Last Mango. I got that. Yeah, it is.
Last Mango.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Oh, we're back to this one.